Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. It really is one of the highlights of my day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, it's a thin line. It's a thin line. Back in 1971, an R&B group called The Persuaders wrote a song called It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate, the only number one song they ever had. And even though I differ greatly with the theme, I believe it's a huge difference between love and hate. However, I do agree with this. In business, there is a thin line between success and struggling, between magnificent and mediocre, between the entrepreneur and the employee. It is a small difference between amazing and average. And if we make some small adjustments in our lives, we can often find that we can win more often than not, just by a small adjustment here or there. I like to say that there's a slim margin between winning and losing. There's a slim margin between overcoming obstacles and being overcome by them. And if we can master that slim margin, we can win every time. Slim is going to be our acronym for today, my friends. You know that if you've been listening to this podcast any length of time, there's going to be an acronym somewhere. Today, that acronym is SLIM, S-L-I-M, to connotate the small margins that we've got to improve upon in order to win in everything we do. That S in our SLIM acronym simply reminds us of the importance of how we speak. What we say, my friends and neighbors, has an impact on how we live. I can listen to a person communicate for 5-10 minutes or less. And in a 5 or 10 minute conversation, I can tell almost everything about that individual, whether they're suffering from bitterness or jealousy or anger or fear or worry or doubt. It'll come out in the way they speak. By the same token, you know, we talked about it in Las Vegas, that what goes into the mind typically determines what comes out of the mouth. And there's a small difference between what we are saying to those on our team and how they're receiving what we say and whether we succeed and whether we don't. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take an inventory of how we are speaking. And this is how we do it. I call this the 3S technique. First step is silence. Take a moment to listen to the words you take in every day. The shows you watch, the music you listen to, the people that you hang around and the conversations you have with them. Just for a moment, just be silent. They may even ask you, why aren't you talking? Why aren't you saying anything? And just say, I'm taking it all in for a moment. You'll hear someone say that somebody else makes them sick. You'll hear somebody else say that someone is getting on their last nerve. Now, I don't even know what a last nerve is. Apparently, a lot of people have been getting on them. You'll hear all kinds of things come out of individuals' mouths that we have dismissed as insignificant. And they're not insignificant, my friends and neighbors, because words have power. Yes, they have power. And because of that, I challenge you just to sit in silence and listen to those people that you hang around every day. Listen to them talk. Listen, and then as you start taking it in, you'll discover how healthy the speaking environment is that you have. You want to make sure that your team, that the people that work around you every day, that they're in the most healthy speaking environment possible, that positivity is spoken, that there is no blaming or criticism or running somebody down. There's no gossip. There's no none of that kind of stuff. You want to create an atmosphere of enthusiasm. And first step is silently take an inventory of what you are receiving. That second step in controlling how we speak is saturation. Yes, saturation. This is when you fill your mind with all the positive things possible. Take a little time every day and say, you know what? I'm going to fill my mind with the greatest things I can. Norman Vincent Peale wrote a book about 70 years ago called The Power of Positive Thinking. It was a transcendent book. Over millions and millions of copies were sold. I require my children to read that book when they turn 12. And in reading that book, it talks about how you can saturate your mind with the most positive communication around. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, rather than saying someone upsets you or things along those lines, I challenge you to listen to the most positive things you can listen to all day long. I challenge you to read the most positive book that you can read. And if you are looking for recommendations, just shoot a recommendation. Ask us for one via email. We'll be glad to send you a recommended reading list. But I challenge you to saturate your mind with the things that are most positive. And when you do, you're going to discover that a culture begins to change as well. Your team is going to do the exact same thing. Our people love patterns. And when we give them a pattern of saturating themselves with positivity, they'll gladly follow it. Because let me tell you something, nobody really likes to be negative. We all love to be positive, just everyone doesn't know how. Some people are not convinced that positivity is even possible for them, given their environment. Well, when you're communicating about the benefits of joining your team, one of them is you want to tell everybody that they'll be saturated with positivity. Think of what a selling point that is, to be saturated with positivity. Next, my friends, the way we control how we speak is through selectivity. Yes, I've got to be selective. Choosing carefully what we say makes a humongous difference in how effective we are individually, as well as how effective our teams are. You remember those old scenes that you may see on television from time to time where people are standing outside of a nightclub and the line is long and they're waiting to get in, and there's this big bouncer at the door, and then someone who skips through the line and walks up to the bouncer and he just allows them to go in through the VIP. Well, imagine that you are that big bouncer, and before you speak, your words have to have VIP access, and you don't want to give VIP access to your words unless they are worthy. So we say something in Texas that you pull out, never even put your hand on the trigger unless you're willing to squeeze it, and that when you do, you better make sure that it is absolutely necessary, a life and death situation. The same thing holds true with selecting our words, my friends. We want to make sure that no matter what happens, we're selective, that we've only got a few words that make it to the VIP line, which means they get spoken. So you ask yourself, is what I'm about to say helpful? Then ask, is now the time? Then ask, is there a better way to say it? And then finally ask, is this something I want my mentor to hear? I always use the mama technique because my mother was so hard on making sure that we spoke great words all the time. And I think to myself, would my mother be pleased if she heard me say what I'm about to say? So I would challenge you, ask those four questions. Is it helpful? Is now the time? Is there a better way to say it? And is it something that I would want my mentor or my role model to hear me articulate? Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. We didn't get to finish like I thought we would, but we'll pick it up next time. If you liked it, please leave me a comment underneath the podcast section, or simply like Success Training Institute on Facebook. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, my friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.